When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we'll love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Get radio, TV, and online content on myjoyonline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Health Minister designate Okoboy to lead efforts in eliminating taxes on dialysis consumables and enlisting NHI support to lower cost of renal failure treatment.
Some of these consumables have tax handles on them. So quickly, we must work closely with finance, government, cabinet, so that all these tax handles, we free them of the consumables.
Also, residents of Ejisu mourn the sudden death of MP John Kuma. We'll hear from Ashanti Regional Minister Simon Osei-Mensa, who details circumstances leading to his death.
Claim to clearly for further checkup. It was on the way that they had to march to Shurum Hospital because they realized that the situation was deteriorating very, very fast.
Also in business, finance minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam describes Dr. John Kuma's death as a sad one, leaving a void in the hearts of everyone who worked with him. And later, on International Women's Day, we shine the spotlight on a female tailor who defies the odds in the male-dominated profession.
Everybody was discouraging me because they think it's a no-go area for female. Construction is not meant for only male. If you want to do it and you are determined, you will get there.
These are more coming up with me, Mami Senior Micha Thompson. Please stay. In our first story, Health Minister designate Dr. Bernard Okoboy is pushing for the removal of taxes on dialysis consumables to reduce treatment cost. The Komfanoche Teaching Hospital and Kolebu Teaching Hospital recently announced fee hikes, leading to concerns of affordability for renal patients, some of whom have tragically succumbed due to financial constraints. Now, Dr. Bernard Okoboy, during his vetting, expressed the possibility of seeking NHIS assistance to alleviate the financial burden on public health facilities in providing treatment for patients.
Some of these consumables have tax handles on them. So quickly, we must work closely with finance, government, cabinet, so that all these tax handles, we free them of the consumables. If National Health Insurance has a line that supports tertiary and secondary hospitals that do dialysis, once they have some allocation, then they will not engage in full cost recovery. They will use that to complement their liquidity situation and not charge you fully.
Additionally, Dr. Okoboy supports the call to remove the cap on the funds of the National Health Insurance Scheme levy. If confirmed, as the substantive minister, he pledges to prioritize this initiative, aiming to enhance the effectiveness of the healthcare financing system.
It's the way we have to go as a country as soon as possible to free the fund from all of that. I think because we are MPs, we know that sometimes some part goes to other areas. We have to be true to ourselves. If there's a gap to be filled at other areas, we have to have other handles to fill it so that everything comes. And I must say that previous governments, current government, I've said at places, have a way of going into what comes. If we don't work at it, subsequent ones might do the same. And it is something we must work towards.
And you had Health Minister designate Dr. Bernard Okoboy now to our election headquarters. The office of John Mahama has justified the choice of Professor J. Nana Opokwajiman as running mate for the December general election. This will be the second time the former education minister will be partnering Mr. John Mahama after the unsuccessful partnership in 2020. There's more in the following report.
The party formally informed the public about its decision to select Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyeman after a closed-door meeting at its headquarters in Accra.
The nomination, the name for that running mate, as you know already, is Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyeman. She will be the running mate for the NDC come December 7. She has distinguished herself as a trailblazer for women in leadership.
Former Vice Chancellor of the University of Professional Studies, Accra, and former campaign manager of the NDC, Professor Joshua Alabi, expressed confidence in the party's choice and believes she will help deliver victory for the National Democratic Congress in December.
It's the best choice for this election. There was a marking scheme, it was very tight, and she emerged the best. We've got what you wanted, and what is left for us to do now is to focus on our campaign and move straight to work.
Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyeman, in a press statement, thanked the flag bearer, the NDC's Council of Elders, the National Executive Committee, and the rank and file of the party.
A spokesperson for the office of John Mahama, Joyce Bawa Mukhtari, said the selected running mate possesses strong credentials that resonates with the masses.
She has run the Ministry of Education for 4 years as a full minister, and there's no whiff of corruption in or around her. I have no doubt that Nana Jane, a former girl prefect of Wesley Girls High School, will demonstrate to each and every one of us why she's capable, why she's competent, why she's the woman Mahama to deliver this.
Now, reacting to the NDC's choice, Deputy General Secretary of the NPP, Haruna Mohammed, says it will not make any difference to the electoral fortunes of the NDC.
So for us, Professor Nana Agyeman Opoku is not something that is going to be a nightmare to us. Remember, in the last elections when she was a lead, the wife of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama was featured more even on their posters even than their running mate. So John Mahama decided to choose comfortability as compared to performability.
Election headquarters brought to you by Petrosol and Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA. Away from that, have been thrown into a state of mourning over the sudden death of Member of Parliament for the area, John Apuntia Kuma. The late Deputy Minister for Finance died at the Sumum Hospital on Thursday after a short ailment. We'll take you to the constituency shortly, but first listen to Ashanti Regional Minister Simon Osei Mensah, who gives some details on events leading to his death.
He came down to the constituency with the intention of attending the Peace March Parade. Unfortunately, during the night, he fell sick and could not make it to the parade ground. During the night, he felt the condition was getting worse and decided to rush him to Accra so that he could plane to Germany for further checkup. It was on the way that they had to branch to Sumum Hospital because they realized that the situation was deteriorating very, very fast. And at the hospital, that he could not be.
We can now listen to residents of his constituency in Ejusu. Anabuachi Adam has been speaking to some residents there and reports.
Sad scenes here at the house of the late MP for Ejusu and also Deputy Finance Minister John Ampiachum Kuma after news of his death broke. Some constituents who came here to mourn with the family of the late MP are saddened by the news. Everybody in this constituency is his relative. He worked so hard for the entire country and his constituency. He donated to everybody. At some point, people from other constituencies could call us to testify to the donations he has made to them.
John Kuma Siwa no dia obesi kanse yense mayendi. Obepa juma maya yenya ya diswaba.
And sad story there. Now, the Electricity Company of Ghana has started an exercise to replace over 450,000 postpaid and non-smart prepaid and faulty meters in the Accra West region with smart prepaid meters. General Manager of its Accra West region, Engineer Emmanuel Akeni, says that with a smart prepaid meters, a customer can buy credits onto their meters from the comfort of their homes.
The good news about this is that in the comfort of your home, you can buy credit. And not necessarily if you're at home, anywhere you are in the world, you can buy credit.
Now, in a world where male dominance often defines construction trades, 32-year-old single mother Doris Deku breaks stereotypes as a female tiler. Caleb Mensah and Newton have more in this report.
I was first a food vendor. I sell food in an estate. It's true there I saw a tiler. I look at how he was tiling and I thought I can do it. So I approached him, but he told me straight that tiling is not meant for female, so I shouldn't even venture. I met an NGO. They were training youth in construction. There, I wanted to choose tiling, but because of what the guy told me, I chose interior decoration, thinking that is a field for female. So along the line, I saw that 95% of the youth found in under the project were all into interior decoration. So I told the leaders if I can change the course. So from there, I changed the course from interior decoration to tiling. After my training from home, even my sister that I was living with, she wasn't too sure that the training I'm going to have is going to benefit me.
And still on International Women's Day, the United Nations Development Programme in Ghana is backing calls for the passage of the Affirmative Action Bill and other related pieces of legislation to boost the representation of women in leadership across the country. Resident representative of the United Nations Development Programme in Ghana, Dr. Angela Lusigi, spoke to my colleague Blessed Soga in a yet-to-be-aired episode of Foreign Affairs later tonight. You'll also hear from MP for Kole Clotilde Zanetta Rawlings, also backing the call, saying it will be an indictment on the House not to pass the bill. And that's it for the bulletin this morning. I am Amisi Nyamicha Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.